Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Friday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Let's get right into it. The Masters continues today there from Augusta. I'm looking at the latest updates right now on my phone. You have DeChambeau and Scheffler, right? Two of the big names in the world of professional golf, both Americans. Second round, right? Seven under. They are tied for first place. That is good business for the PGA. That is. And you want those two stars to continue through the weekend. Now, look, it's been going on all day yesterday. It's been going on all day today. It'll continue this afternoon. And then it'll go on all day Saturday and all day Sunday. This is good. Good for business. Where you have these big names, guys that have won big time events on the PGA Tour, especially at the Masters. Hey, maybe one of these guys can win again and we can build on this as a story. This could be maybe the new face of golf. It's funny where I'm listening to a lot of different sports talk radio, or I'm turning on the TV, ESPN, they're all over it as well. All these people, all these talking heads breaking it down. And it's funny where you just look at the facial expression of people when they start talking about the Masters. And they bring up a lot of these young guys, a lot of young guys who I've just bringing up where they've won tournaments before. They're like, you know, that guy, yeah, he's got a really good chance. And yeah, you know, maybe this guy, he can do this. And it's funny, when they bring up Tiger Woods, they light up and they start smiling and they get excited. Yay! Maybe Tiger Woods could do something. Hey, maybe the old man still got it. Hey, won it a couple years ago. Maybe this guy could still do something. Yay! Stop it. Just stop. It's over. It's over. I know you want it to still be like 2002. It's not. It's 2024. Stop it. Just stop it. You got to move on. Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer of all time. And I say that from not only as an athlete and a guy that changed the sport, but universally, that guy had crossover appeal. Everyone knows who he is. There's only a couple athletes in this country that could do that. You know, you go with Michael Jordan, LeBron James, maybe Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, where it's like not only are they champions and they're great and they're Hall of Famers, but there's that crossover appeal where even your grandma knows who this is. Tiger Woods is so famous, he's bigger than golf. I'd make a point, he's bigger than the actual sport of golf. He's his own entity. He is. And it's funny when you see people's facial expressions like, yay, Tiger! Yay! No, it's not going to happen. You got to move on. All right? He'll still play, but he's kind of past his prime now. There's just too many injuries. Remember he had the car accident, which was awful a couple years ago. Yeah, he's not gonna win this tournament. Now, would it be awesome if I was wrong and Tiger goes crazy? Yes, it would. But I always say this, and I've been saying this ever since I started doing this show. Tiger Woods has this appeal of, with content, where you could talk about Tiger Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Doesn't matter. There could be a moment where there's no golf going on. None. And you could still bring up Tiger Woods for 10 minutes on a sports radio show. You could do that. Bryson DeChambeau or Rory McIlroy, you know, all these other guys. You can't do that. Like Monday, we're going to come on the air. We're going to recap the Masters. And we're going to break down who the winner is. And it's going to be a cool story. And I'll get a guest on. We'll break it down. It'll be a good time. And maybe you'll call in or leave a message on Facebook. All that stuff. Then that's it. After Monday, after the Masters, we're done. Tuesday, we're moving on to other stuff. And that's how it is. But with Tiger, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Not many athletes could do that. But that's how big he was. And probably still is. So I just want to get that off my chest. That's my five-minute spiel on the Masters. Have I ever gone to Augusta? No, I have not. No. I've been to Atlanta. Does that count? No, it doesn't. No, it's not the same, Mark. I've never had that fortunate feeling of you get the letter in the mail, you've been awarded the right to go attend the Masters. Not play the Masters. just go there and get to see it in person. And it's funny where you'll meet a person in the community who has gone, and they all have the same reaction. Oh, I went in 2012. It was phenomenal. It was amazing. I saw such and such, and oh, hot dogs were 50 cents. It was incredible. Oh, that's always their response. Oh, man, I went in 2009. That place is the most beautiful. It's better than heaven. I love it. That's everyone's response. So I've not done that. If I was invited, would I go? Yes, I would. Yes, I would. I would do it. Do I really love golf with all my heart? No, I don't. If you've listened to the show before, I'm not a big golf guy. I talk about it when there's a big story and it matters and you want to hear about it. Yes, I will break it down. I will break down the Masters on Monday. But am I running around like, oh man, oh, we got to go play golf on Thursday? I'm not a golf guy. I've never been a big golf guy. If you are, hey, I give you all the respect in the world. That makes you happy, go for it. But I like the other sports more, you know, football, basketball, baseball. I'm just more of that guy. That's okay. But we'll keep you up to date. Don't worry. It just makes me laugh where they're like, you know, Siri says, yeah, you got to do this, this, and this. Oh, Tiger? Oh, it's kind of like, oh, remember that pretty woman we had in our high school class? You know, the head cheerleader? Oh, yeah, I do. That's kind of the response you're getting from people. Ooh, oh, yeah. This is ridiculous. So we'll keep you up to date. Can't stress that enough. Here's the other one. Something we've talked about all week. The Orlando Magic. Two games to go. They're at Philly tonight. They're at Milwaukee. Oh, wait, that's at home. Milwaukee's at home on Sunday. No more road games for the regular season. Good. After tonight, let's not think about it anymore. Here's what's going on. Again, Philly tonight, we don't know at this hour if Joel Embiid is going to play for the 76ers. We're not sure if Franz Wagner is going to play for the Magic. We'll keep you posted this afternoon. This is a big-time game. This game tonight and the game on Sunday especially. Right now, all right, I'm going to go to the standings, if we can do this. The Orlando Magic, right now, are the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference. Fifth seed. I plead the fifth. They are five. They are 46-34. Right now, if the playoffs started today, they would take on the Cleveland Cavaliers, where the Cavaliers would have home court advantage through a seven-game series. The Bucks are 49-31. They're the two seed. The Knicks, who got a gigantic win last night at Boston, Knicks are the three seed. They're 48-32. Cavaliers are the fourth seed at 47-33. Then Magic, then Pacers, Sixers, Heat. The play-in game, 9-10, is now set. Bulls will host the Hawks. I don't know if there's any winners in that, but that's going to be the 9-10 game. You have, let's see, the eighth-seeded Heat. They are one game out of Philly. Philly is one game out of the Pacers. Pacers and Magic are tied, but the Magic won the regular season matchup, so they own the tiebreaker. You could lose. This is very important right now. You could lose a game or two games and maybe be the eighth seed. You could win a game and maybe be the fourth seed. That's how wild this is going to be. We will find out Sunday afternoon where everyone's going to play, right? This, you know, Phil Ross and Wright joined me with Orlando Magic Daily yesterday where he made this point of, hey, if you're a Magic fan, you might have to get ready where you might be playing Tuesday night in the play-in tournament if you lose the last two games. That might happen. But that's why, this is something I've been hammering all week, you just got to get one more win. If you can get one more win, you at least are in the top six, and then you're going to get a week off because you'll play Sunday, regular season finale. Then the playoffs don't start till that next Saturday or Sunday. So you'll get a week off, which would be huge for the Magic and every team in the Eastern and Western Conference. Or you can be in the play-in tournament, play Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, probably. It's all up for grabs, buddy. It is. But you look at those last two games by the Magic, where it was, Tuesday and Wednesday night, where they lose to Houston, and then, yeah, they lose to Milwaukee. Did not look good. No, it did not. No, so they got to show up tonight. And you have that tiebreaker as well, where the Heat, if the Heat lose, where they're going to take on Toronto, I believe, tonight and Sunday, both there in South Florida. If the Heat lose a game, the Magic win the division, which will help them as well. Come on, Toronto. So that is the Orlando Magic update at this hour. So whatever happens on Monday, we're going to talk Masters, and we're going to preview the playoffs for the Orlando Magic. Where are they playing? I mean, that'll be up for debate. So you got that story, right? Here's the other one. So the Kentucky Wildcats in college basketball, they finally made a hire. This guy named Mark Pope. He's been the coach the last five seasons at BYU. He made the tournament twice in 5 years. He's been a head coach for about 9 years. What was it? Was it like Utah Valley? Some school like that. He's been a head basketball coach for 9 years. The Kentucky fans are conflicted. A lot of them are like, this is a terrible hire. This is not good. We're Kentucky. But you think about this week. They get rid of Calipari, or a mutual parting of ways. So they try to get the UConn coach, Dan Hurley, who just won back-to-back national titles. No. There was talks of, hey, Bryce Drew, the coach there at Baylor, who won a championship in 21, he told them no. They tried going after the coach in Alabama, who just made the Final Four. No, he's out. Billy Donovan with the Bulls. No. Maybe it's Bruce Pearl. No. Everyone turned them down. Everyone. So they said, well, we got to hire someone. Someone's got to come here to Kentucky. So they go with this Mark Pope guy. His local angle is he actually played for the Kentucky Wildcats. He was a captain on the 1996 national championship team. That's right. That was that Ron Mercer team. Yeah, that was a good team. Or was that the 98 team? There's too many names in my head here after a while. 96. Maybe it was the Antoine Walker team. Maybe it was that. He was on that team. He is a Wildcat through and through. He played for the team. He played seven seasons in the NBA. He's put in his time as an assistant coach and a head coach. Head coach for probably much, you know, kind of like a decade now. He is a Wildcat. He's had head coaching experience. But here's the problem also with this hire, and this is where the fans are a little angry. He's been head coach for 9 years, two different spots. He's made the tournament twice. He has, on the resume, zero tournament wins in the NCAA tournament. Zero. And he's never won a conference regular season or a conference tournament before. So his resume is nothing, right? He did great this past year where they won about 23 games joining the Big 12. Yeah, that's pretty good, right? It is. But zero conference wins, zero. Zero conference tournament wins, zero NCAA. So he has 1-0. So Mark Moses and Mark Pope both have zero when it comes to actually things you need to go win. Zero. So I get them why they're angry. But guess what? Everyone turned you down. Everyone. No one wanted the job. So look, this is chance, man. And I say this all the time. You have to take advantage of the opportunities that are set in front of you. You got to take them. This is his chance. And you can't be like, well, he's not one of us. Again, he played for Kentucky. There is a rabid fan base of thousands and thousands of Kentucky fans who are like, well, this guy did it. Again, he played for Kentucky. You didn't. Most people that root for the team probably didn't even go to the school. He did. That is going to be fascinating. Fascinating. If there's like a big name in another year and this guy struggles, it'll be very interesting to see. Like, is he already on the hot seat? Is he on the hot seat the minute the press conference starts? Like, what happens there at Kentucky? It's going to be interesting to see. But everyone turned you down. Everyone said no. He said yes. All right? Think about that. You coached at BYU. You're like, well, this is a pretty good job. And, you know, hey, I'm making good money here in Salt Lake City. Expectations are, hey, just get to the tournament, whatever. Now he's the coach of Kentucky. They're going to be through the roof. Through the roof, my friend, for that guy. Good luck to him. I salute you. Man, that's going to be interesting. Good luck to him. Is it going to work? Probably not. Doesn't work anywhere. I love this. Especially in the SEC. Whoever you hire is not good enough. Doesn't matter. You're like, hey, I've won. I don't care. You're not good. It's not that good. What I'm trying to say is, you have these fan bases, especially in the Southeastern Conference, where they want a mystical Urban Meyer type character. They want a guy that's a proven winner, that's won championships, and he's just going to show up. And as I always said, when Urban Meyer got hired at Ohio State, Ohio State's a sports car. It is. And Urban Meyer is, you're putting in a bigger engine under the hood. He's going to make you even bigger, stronger, and faster. That's what Urban Meyer did to Ohio State, right? They had a Ford Mustang, but it was a V6. You open up the hood, he's going to give you a V8. Yeah. Get that Hemi in there. Where's the Hellcat? That's what Urban Meyer does. That's what people want. That's what they want. We're a big brand, and we want some big-name coach. He's going to show up, and we're going to be a mega power, and we're going to squash everyone. Yeah. And that's what Kentucky fans thought they had. Hey, Ed Calipari. Yeah, you had Coach K. Or Coach Cal. I apologize. Coach Cal. You had him. And then you ran him out of town. All right, so there you go. Now it's the Mark Pope era. Yay! I know my name. I'll just end with this. I know. Mark is not really that sexy of a name, right? It's not like Pierce Brosnan. Like, I get it. I understand. It's very hard to go up against Pierce Brosnan. It's a good-looking man. I will admit that. I understand. This guy was James Bond. Mark's not really... Mark's not a cool, edgy type name. And it's like, who's our guy? Mark Pope. Yay! And it's funny with me. No, I try to think. Who actually calls me Mark? Not many people. It's very weird where people just call me Mark Moses. They'll go with both. There's some weird thing, right? Mark Moses. That's kind of cooler, because what the hell's that name? Two biblical names, two first names. And I was joking with my sister at the Amway Center, or I'm sorry, Kia Center at the Magic Arena, where I joke with her where people think my last name is a fake radio name. Why? Why would I pick that? I could have any name I want. Why would I pick that? Nope, sorry, you could look it up. Birth certificate, that's the name. That's for real. It's Mark Gerard Moses. There you go, MGM. Like the movie studio, which I don't own. Here's what we're going to do. We'll go to break, 5 minutes. We got a great show today. I got to sit down with my great friend and former intern, Courtney Mims. She covers the Arkansas Razorbacks for Pig Trail Nation. So she's going to cover Coach Cal. And at the press conference the other day, it's funny, there's a video you see where Courtney is asking questions to Coach Cal. It looked like it was CGI'd, like it was fake, like it wasn't real. Because you're like, wait, what's Coach Cal doing there? Oh, that's right. He is the coach of Arkansas. You're going to love this conversation. Full breakdown, what happened over the last couple days for Courtney covering this wild story. We'll break that down next here on the Mark Moses Show. And yes, happy Friday.